friends, and welcome to the Co-op Show. God, I'm on a weird roll with this weird intro thing. I'm one of your hosts, Brits.
And I'm Jason.
And today we're talking about our time throwing food and drug balls at Pokemon and new Pokemon Snap.
Drug balls, huh?
They're called Illumina balls, but I still think they're modeled after the Pester balls in the original Pokemon Snap, which made shit get high. And by high, I mean they made the Pokemon get high.
Really?
I don't know. There was gas in it. Sometimes it knocked them out.
God, that's been so long ago. I don't even remember that.
You can't do that in this day and age, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But first, before we talk about our little pocket monsters, I want to thank everyone for the feedback on our last episode. We got some good comments from folks saying they appreciated the style of episode where we just took a question and we kind of rolled with it. It was fun.
Cool. I actually hadn't seen any of that feedback. So what kind of feedback was it?
People were just like, hey, we think this format's cool. We like it.
All right,
it's something a little different. And that's helpful for us because, friends, I am ready to pop any day now. And there might be, depending on when you're listening to this, there could be a week where no episode gets published because I might be in the hospital. But what we can do if we haven't been playing anything is we can just spitball.
Yeah, you know, in case this is someone's first episode, they're wondering what the fuck you mean by I could pop and then be in the hospital. Because you didn't actually say that you're pregnant. But you're pregnant as fuck.
Yes, still very pregnant. I'm very, very, very pregnant. I have a very large human living inside of my body and I am ready for him to be gone. So that's just a little heads up as to what's going on in the life of Jason and Britt outside of the co-op show. So let's talk about new Pokemon Snap. So this game released on April 30th of 2021. I did receive a review copy from Nintendo, so thank you very, very much. This is a simulation photography game rated E for Everyone, developed by Bandai Namco Studios, published by Nintendo for the Nintendo Switch. It is a single-player game, and the MSRP is $59.99.
So if it's a single-player game, why are we talking about it on the co-op show?
Well, I'm going to tell you about that in a hot minute, Jason Demers. First, I had to get to my plot overview. You see, there's a method to the madness here.
Oh, you've got a method. All right.
I mean, I know this isn't your 24th episode or anything, so I wouldn't expect you to, like, know.
It's your job to keep this shit on rails.
It's so boring, though. I like to be the one that takes it off the rails.
Yeah, well, that's my job now, bitch.
I know. God, and I have to be the fucking whipcracker. Okay, so the plot overview for new Pokemon Snap. Seek out and take in-game photographs of Pokemon in their native environments in the new Pokemon Snap game, only for the Nintendo Switch system. Snap photos from the Neo-1 as you encounter and research lively wild Pokemon. You might see unexpected expressions or behaviors, Pokemon patrolling their territory, playing, or lurking in out-of-the-way spots.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
So yeah, obviously this is a single player game, but this game is highly, highly enjoyable playing with someone next to you where you can pass the controller back and forth.
Yeah, that's how we've been doing it. Just you do a run and then, you know, we try
to one up one another.
Oh yeah. It's like, especially with Magikarp, because Magikarp is your jam.
That's my boy.
That's your homie.
But I just need to take a minute.
Okay. You have the floor.
You played Pokemon Snap as a child.
I did. Yes.
I was 10 when it came out. So you must have been like 12 or something.
Yep. Yep.
I never thought we would see this day where we would get a new Pokemon Snap.
Me neither. And I was so excited when I found out that this was a thing that was going to be a thing.
I think this was revealed during one of those early ass Nintendo Directs.
Yeah.
And I think I like ran into the bedroom afterward and I woke you up. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening.
No, you're right. You're right. And I was like, oh, sweet. You know, and
That's how it always goes. I can never wake Jason up early enough for those like 7 a.m. Nintendo Directs.
I've been up for a couple of them. Just depends on what games.
You were up for the Sword and Shield review.
Yes, I was really stoked about the Sword and Shield.
But everything else, it's usually me like getting up at the ass crack of dawn and then like waking you up afterward with the exciting news. But no, I mean, I've wanted a new Pokemon Snap. I mean, pretty much since the first one came out. Back in those days, friends, we didn't have DLC.
No.
It wasn't a thing you could get. So your only hope for new content was a brand new game. But I guess, you know, how old am I? 32. So like 21 years later, here we are.
I just had so much fun with Pokemon Snap as a kid. Like, I remember playing the shit out of that game, and it was so fun to figure out how to get certain poses and certain Pokemon to appear. Man, just such fond memories. And so, you know, to have this new one, it's been like, I don't know if I would call it nostalgic because it's all new, you know, like environments and everything, but it really it like strokes a different chord for me.
Strokes a chord.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of more guitar lately, so that's the metaphor that comes to mind. But it really gives me something that I didn't know I was missing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like,
no, it does. And for me, I think nostalgic is a good word to describe it, because yeah, it is that excitement of like, oh, look at that.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
who was there. So let's talk a little bit. I thought this would be fun to kind of reflect on the original Pokemon Snap.
Okay.
And so essentially, friends, like, if you're like, what the fuck is this? Pokemon Snap and New Pokemon Snap is an on-rail. So the original one came out in 1999. So I want to make that very clear.
Shit,
yeah,
man.
It's been a while. You are in the Neo one, which is kind of like a little cart, a little thing, and it's on rails, and you go through different environments, and you look around, and there's all these scripted Pokemon, and I say scripted because they're scripted to act in a certain way around you, show up at different times, and you are to get the best photo possible you can of them. You know, you can't manipulate where your car goes other than sometimes you can choose to go left or right, or maybe you can speed your little cart up, but that's it. And you just try to get the best pics you can, and then someone judges them. It makes you feel like shit.
Yeah, you literally just have a camera that you like point and shoot and take photos.
Fun fact, back in the day, you used to be able to take your memory card to stores like Blockbuster and print them off on sticker sheets.
I never did that. Now, did you do that?
I did do that. And I still have my strategy guide for the OG Pokemon Snap, and in there are some of the stickers that I...
That's fucking awesome.
It was really cool.
I wish I had done that just for the memories, yeah, you know.
So the original Pokemon Snap, back when that came out, there were only 151 Pokemon, I believe, back in those days.
Were they all... They weren't all in the game, though, right?
No, only 60.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And this one has about 214.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
So, yeah, the original Pokemon Snap only featured 60 Pokemon, and you could take 60 photos at a time. It had, like, 6 or 7 different levels, a beach, a tunnel, a volcano, a cave, a valley, Rainbow Road. And one of the cool features about it is with your items that you gather throughout the game, like your apples, you could get Pester Balls, which are those drug balls that I talk about. You could make Pokemon do certain things. You could force evolutions. You could make a Charmeleon turn into a Charizard.
Yeah, I remember that one. Like, if you, now it, remind me if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't you like throw an apple at the Charmeleon and then wouldn't he fall into the volcano and then come out of it as Charizard?
Yeah, there was a little lava pit and you would you would throw either a Pester Ball or an apple at him and knock poor little asshole into the lava pit, and then he would evolve into a Charizard.
That was so cool.
There was
and then you would get a picture of the Charizard as
like
he was like
breathing fire,
roaring at you because he's pissed off at you now. Yeah,
I think one of my favorite ones though was the Magikarp one. There's a Magikarp in, I think it's the Valley level, and he would hop out. If you hit the Magikarp with a Pester Ball, he would fly into a Mankey who would then punch the shit out of him, and then he would turn into a Gary toward the end of the level.
A Gyarados, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I remember that.
It was just a super magical thing, especially when back in those days, for me, the only Pokemon game I had played was like Red and Blue. And anyway, like we're going off on a tangent.
Because you got to see, well, we're nostalgic tripping now, but I mean, you got to see all your favorite Pokemon in full 3D for the first time, I feel like. Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know if that was the first
3D. Well, because there was Pokemon Stadium, but I don't know if that came out before or after Snap.
Right.
But either way, it gave you this really cool opportunity to see
and interact with Pokemon
in a way you never could
in their environment.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they do in their environment, and that was so cool. That was so cool. So
anyway,
that's what we have
we're
now.
We're very passionate about Pokemon Snap, so
yeah,
we appreciate
it's nostalgic.
That was a fun little trip. So
childhood, you know, memories and so on.
This time a new Pokemon Snap.
As a matter of fact, one of our first dates, do you remember this? We played Pokemon Snap, like OG Pokemon Snap.
I remember
Snap.
We played it. I don't remember if that was one of our... I believe you, but we drank a lot back in those days.
So it's
kind of
so
a fuzzy memory.
Well, we were early on dating, and I remember we were playing it at
were
your place.
Were we doing that at my old house?
I think it was at your one
my
place.
My old apartment?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, we busted out the N64. I remember playing Superman 64.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I had never played Superman. I mean, but we digress.
Yeah.
But
anyway... Yeah, so we're very passionate about Pokemon Snap, and so it's kind of fun to like that we're finally getting this new one.
Yes.
So at this time around, you are in the Lentil region, and you've noticed that some of the Pokemon and vegetation have this special glow, which is like this Illumina phenomenon, and there is like a little story that's behind new Pokemon Snap. It's like, what is this Illumina phenomenon, and how does it affect the Pokemon? I mean, like, let's be real. We're not paying attention to that.
Yeah.
We're just there to take photos.
We're just here to take photos rather than kill shit.
So now that you have a general idea of like what Pokemon Snap is, at least the old Pokemon Snap, new Pokemon Snap is pretty much the same thing with some different variations
to it. We didn't really talk about what the point of taking photos is, though.
There's really no point. It's just to take photos and complete a photo dex. That's like a Pokedex.
Well, and you get graded on every photo you take.
Yeah, I said you get graded, and then you feel like shit because they judge you, and they tell you your photos suck.
Well, I like, though, when you get a photo that was graded better than the last one of that Pokemon that you got, because then you're like, yeah, you know, I'm always improving.
So in the original Pokemon Snap, it was Professor Oak who graded your stuff. This time around, it's this other guy called Professor Mirror.
Yeah.
And yeah, essentially at the end of the level, you select what your favorite photos are. He grades them. You gain points. And we'll get into all that nitty gritty shit later. And essentially, it's just like try to take better photos. And then you unlock new areas, new items. Like I said, like in the original one, it was the apples and the pester balls and all that. But in this one, you have different stuff. But yeah. Before we get too much into that, I just want to start off by saying, I think this game looks really pretty. I think Bandai Namco did a really great job at designing this game, and it looks really good.
I agree.
I mean, for being on like Nintendo software and hardware.
I agree. I think it looks great. I was telling you a couple of nights ago, and I was like, man, imagine if this like was, and I know everyone says this, but like Breath of the Wild-ized, right? Where like, what if this was open world RPG and you could see the Pokemon like moving around and interacting in their own natural habitat just like this?
Yeah.
How cool would that be? And what I mean by that is not only just the animations of the Pokemon, like it looks great, but like visually, it just looks really nice and pleasing. It's pastel-y colors. It's, I don't know. It's a very pleasing, colorful world to be in.
It is, yeah. And I think that's an interesting point. And when you look at Game Freak as a development studio, and then you look at Bandai Namco, I mean, Game Freak is just like a small-ass studio. And we've been saying this for a long time. Nintendo needs to hire... Nintendo Game Freak needs to merge.
Yeah.
Whether it's with like Monolith or whether it's with Bandai Namco, they need to expand their team so they can take the time to dedicate to these textures, to these animations.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for us to be like, oh, it looks so good. Why can't this be the real thing? Obviously, this game is on rails. Obviously, they're only animating 214 Pokemon out of like what, the 800 that there are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, with a larger team, they could do it.
Oh, for sure.
And I think that's always been the frustrating part. And I know we have Pokemon Arceus. We still don't know enough about that. But even from what we saw of that, it looked cool, but didn't look super impressive. So when you see a game like New Pokemon Snap and you see what these Pokemon can look like on a Nintendo Switch with, you know, like better graphics than we've seen before, it's just like, man.
It's like there's so much untapped potential here, right?
For
like a legit open world RPG Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's what I have my heart set on. Yep. Someday, somehow, somewhere.
We'll get there. So there are 6 islands in New Pokemon Snap, and I think there's 11 areas. I think that's what I read. We haven't unlocked all of them. I think we've unlocked the majority of them. We've probably spent 5-6 hours playing New Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and it's the kind of game for us that we can play for like an hour a night, an hour and a half a night.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, this is cool. And then like we recharge and the next day we play it again.
It's a very chill, laid back experience. Like you're moving very slowly, you know, and all you got to do is just sort of observe and take pictures. But well, I guess you can throw balls and like... apples and shit at the Pokemon in order to get them to do different things. So that's cool.
So you have these 6 islands, 11 areas. If you count the day and night cycles you can do these levels in the boss encounters, air quotes here, there are about 24 in total. So there's a park. So you can go to the park during the day and the night. A jungle, go during the day, the night. Beach, during the day or the night.
And different Pokemon appear doing different
Pokemon appear. Because there's also something called a research level ranking system. And depending on, it's kind of muddy, like how these points work. But essentially, you take photos. If you get better photos, if you get new photos of Pokemon.
Or them doing a new type of pose or activity or something.
You gain expedition points, which are essentially experience points. And then you can rank up your research level. So you have research levels 1, 2, and 3. Okay. And the higher the research level, and you can choose which research level you want to partake in when you're choosing your level. So you can go back or forth, back and forth. You'll get rarer poses. You'll see different Pokemon. They'll be acting in different ways. So compared to the original game, like there's a lot more you can do here.
A lot more depth, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I was talking to Simer on What's Good this week, and she was like, it's kind of like the same thing over and over again. I said, it is, but if you've played the original Pokemon Snap,
yeah,
so much more. Not only do you have the three research levels per day and per night,
yeah,
you have different stages too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like if you liked Pokemon Snap, then this is just like a lot more of that, but with also better graphics.
Yeah, yeah. Because
and a lot more Pokemon.
You have to grind these levels to increase your research level so you can unlock like the different...
Yeah.
You know,
with that said, we've ground a few levels a few times, and it hasn't been like an unpleasant experience. I would say that every level we've played has been downright delightful.
Yeah.
Like, but that's about as far as I can go with this game. The game is delightful, but it's not like, you know, super electrifying or adrenaline pumping or exciting. It is just simply delightful and chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of experience it is, but that is a really nice experience on certain nights. You know, you just want to relax and sit back and take some photos of Pokemon. Can you
imagine like an adrenaline pumping Pokemon Snap game?
You know, that
would
have
to be free roaming, like free roaming and
fights all around.
Fights,
you.
And you could maybe get eaten by like a big old Snorlax,
Tyranitar, and shit. Snorlax, he can't even move. He just lays there.
Another interesting new element that's been added to add to the replayability of this is you have star rankings. And what these are is to completely finish your Photodex, you have to get the Pokemon in four different rankings. Star ranking 1, star ranking 2, 3, and 4. And you do this again by doing different research levels. This is actually, the more I'm talking about it, the more like convoluted it sounds.
Yeah.
It's a really weird system, but once you're playing it, it clicks and it makes more sense. But
yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's not so hard to understand.
For example, like there might be a Pokemon just minding its own business. You take a photo. Okay. Like that's a 1-star pose. And so you get like that. It doesn't impact your score or anything like that. Right.
Right.
Or if you throw a fluff fruit, which is like the new version of the apples, and they're called fluff fruits, so people are sure that they're not hurting the Pokemon when they throw it at them.
Wait, is that why they call it a fluff fruit?
Literally, yeah.
They're afraid that people will think they're hurting, like, literally a video game
tutorial,
animal.
In the tutorial, the girl is like, yeah, don't worry, dog. Like, this isn't going to hurt the Pokemon.
This is coming from the same company that literally makes these Pokemon battle each other until they pass out.
Yeah.
But
they're trying to right their wrongs.
But we can't throw an apple at them.
Yeah.
Oh no, we can hit them with Aurora Beam. We can hit them with Flamethrower. We can hit them with Hydro Pump.
We can throw rocks at them.
Thunder, for fuck's sake, but we cannot throw an apple. No, nay.
You know, you make a good point. So let's say like you have a Diglett. You take a photo of a Diglett. Cool, it's a 1-star pose. You throw a fluff fruit at the Diglett. It eats the fluff fruit. Cool, that's a 2-star pose. Maybe the Diglett is dancing with something else. That could be a 3-star pose. Or maybe you find it doing something super rare, and then that's a 4-star pose.
And when we say pose, it's not like they're like posing for you. It's really more
what
just
are
like
they doing?
You're catching them in some kind of activity. And it's almost like how rare that activity is like the star level that.
Yeah, or maybe how like hard it is to uncover it.
To like get them to do that certain thing.
Right.
So like we made a couple of Pokemon start dancing for some reason with each other. And we're like, oh, we haven't seen them do that before. We took a photo and it was like a 3-star. So that's an example of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then there's, you know, you get different. God. Then there's another star ranking system, which just like tells you how good the photo is. But that's a whole other, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Irrelevant. And then obviously you get points based off of how centered the Pokemon is in the photo, how large it is, what the pose is of it itself.
What direction it's facing.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. You know, it sounds so complicated.
It really does, but it's like the game honestly just handles
everything
automatically for you. You just really just take photos and pick which ones you like the best and the game handles all the rest. Like, don't let this scare you if you've never played a Pokemon Snap
game. And speaking of taking photos, like is it 70 photos you get?
Yeah, I think it's around 70 per.
Let's say you take like 50 photos of Magikarp because you're me. Like I literally, Jason's always like, stop looking at the fucking Magikarp and I can't help it. There is, and you and I haven't used this feature, and I don't even know if you and I knew this feature existed, an auto select feature.
Oh, really?
I didn't know this existed until
actually,
I was looking to do
it. I do remember seeing a button now that just says, like, just do it for me. But
so what that does is it automatically selects the photo that the professor is going to like the most. And if you have a new pose, it's going to select that new pose as well.
Okay. That makes sense.
Obviously, if you want to breeze through the game, like, that's probably the easier way to do it, because, like, you just never really know which, like, which one of these 50 Magikarp photos do I want to submit to the professor?
It is kind of fun, though, to go through them and be like, oh, that one's really fun, or oh, that one's good, you know, and then just kind of pick which one you like the most, even though the game might not score it as well, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like, well, that's not that big of a deal, I guess.
Agreed, yeah. And I mean, it's the OG way of playing it. And to me, that's fun. And you would want to use the auto select again if you want to breeze through it, because then you get more expedition points and then you unlock all the levels quicker. But
yeah,
it's just more fun to, like, you know.
I like it.
To pick your own photos.
It's also just fun laughing at, like, the Nomi little pictures that you get sometimes, or like, oh yeah, there's 50 Magikarps, you know.
They all look the same.
It's just fun.
Yeah. There's also a request feature in the game. You and I haven't dabbled in this too much. It's essentially like, yo.
Bounties,
like, make Hoot Hoot show you his second foot.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Or something like that. Or find this love disc hanging out with a Corsola or stuff like that. And where that's beneficial is it kind of nudges you in the direction of, like, hey, this is a rarer pose that you might not have. And it shows you what to really look for if you're, like, kind of stumped. Yeah. And for your reward, maybe you'll get, like, a new filter, a new frame, a profile icon or something. And that's helpful if you want to, like, put stamps on your photos and, like, manipulate them with, like, whatever. Because you can do all of that with your photos. There's a really cool editing feature. But
yeah, we haven't really fucked around with that.
We haven't fucked with that. We haven't fucked with the online stuff. Mostly because I don't want to be spoiled as to which Pokemon are, you know, like, in the later it's levels.
Fun to, like, go through the level and see for yourself, like, Oh, you know, there's a whatever, Tentacruel or something, you know. It's like, oh, how cool is that? Like,
yeah. Has there been a Pokemon that you're like, oh my God, that's like floating your boat?
That's floated my boat. What was that one that I like? I don't even remember what it's called. I didn't even know it was a thing. We just discovered it, I feel like, last night. It was like the dog kind of looking thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
Volcano area.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of, it's an interesting point, because when we played the original Pokemon Snap, I mean, there was only 151 Pokemon to know about, right?
Yeah,
and we knew them all. Every single one of them, but I don't know, probably 70%. I mean, I've seen them and I'm familiar with them, but I'm not like, their names don't instantly come to my head. So when I see it, I'm like, that's a cool Pokemon, but I don't know what that is.
I would say that I recognize most of the names, and usually I know the name of it, but I don't know much about it. Like, I mean, except for the OG 151, that's where my knowledge really drops off after that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's cool to see first gen in there with all the smatterings of other gens in there. I think it's kind of cool.
Maybe more first gen love, though.
But more first gen love is always
better. We're biased, though. Let's be real.
That's why Pokemon Go did so well, because it was just first gen only in the beginning.
Was it?
It was. It was only first gen.
Huh.
When you and I were hooked on it.
Yeah, back in like 2017 or 16. They've added Pidgeys.
They've added other gens since then, but yeah, it was all first gen.
All Pidgeys.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, I am happy this game exists. I'm happy we got it. It's a very chill game. It's fun. You know, like I said, we just pass the controller back and forth. And what's fun about that is because you do have these different research levels, which do unlock different parts of different Pokemon behavior. It's never like Jason and I are repeating the same level over and over again. Because, like, I might do the first research level on my run, and then I unlock the research level 2. Then Jason does research level 2 sometimes, you know. And
so it's, like, the same course, but with different Pokemon doing different things. So it feels cool and new. And each of us are, like, whether you're playing or whether I'm playing, the other person is watching and being like, oh, look over there, look over there. Yeah. It's a Raichu or something. It's like, oh, yeah, let me get that. Oh, how about we throw an apple at it? How about we do the thing, you know, and see if it does something new. We're like giving each other ideas. Like, why don't you try this? Oh, throw some apples into the whirlpool. Let's see what happens. Oh, excuse me.
Speaking of fluff fruits, just a quick rundown of some of the items. I won't go through all of them in case you want to discover what they are for yourself. But there's a fluff fruit. There's the Illumina orbs. There's the Melody player, which is kind of like the Pokéflute, which actually sounds like it's summoning devils when it plays.
It's a pretty annoying
tune.
I don't
like the sound.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I like the Pokéflute from the original one a lot better.
Yep.
But like, obviously, the Melody player, which is, I don't know why they called it that, not a Pokéflute. But, you know, it can make the Pokemon dance. It can make them wake up.
Yeah.
The Illumina orbs, that's a whole thing in itself. You'll figure out what that does. And it's kind of like fun in that sense. But
yeah.
But, Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, I wish, this is a gripe, I wish that they had included evolutions in this game.
Yeah, same.
Because where I'm not super clear on is how much can you manipulate the Pokemon around you?
Yeah.
Because in the original one, you know, you could lead slow pokes to water. Mm-hmm. They would stick their tail in the water, a Shellder would bite them, and then it would turn into a Cloyster. A Slowbro.
And that was so cool that you could make Pokemon evolve in the OG. I really don't know why they didn't do that in this one.
I don't know either. And, like, you can make a Charmander and a Magmar fight, and that would evolve the Charmander into a Charmeleon. Like, you could do some really cool stuff. I remember you could have Pikachu get, you could lure Pikachu to an egg, and I think it was, it would hatch Articuno, I think it was. Or was it Moltres or...
That rings a bell,
Anyway, like, I don't... Some of the Pokemon in this game seem like they don't give a flying fuck about the Fluffroots.
Yeah.
They don't care about the Illumina Orb. So it does feel like they're a little bit more scripted, whereas in the original, I feel like you could really, like, mess with them and make them do things.
I agree. I haven't gotten the sense that you can really strongly manipulate them. I mean, the most we've been able to manipulate them is, like, throw a Fluffroot, which, by the way, they eat, and they'll kind of... move towards it and then eat it.
Yeah.
But they won't move very far out of their way to go get it.
And they won't really follow it all that much.
No, they won't. And yeah, it's kind of like if it lands near them, then they'll turn and get it. But other than that, you're not going to go make them do something very significant. They're going to kind of stay on their little scripted path for the most
part. And I wonder if that's because there's so many different ways to play each level, if there just wasn't enough time to, like, properly configure the AI to do that.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, you have to think that Nintendo or Game Freak or whatever the companies are that are making Pokemon games are maybe allocating resources, or maybe I say this hopefully, to whatever the next big thing is, because Pokemon Snap is not a big thing. This is like a side bitch.
It's a side thing. And yeah, like they use Bandai Namco for this. And I don't, to my knowledge, they've never been involved in a mainline Pokemon game. They've done, like, Pokemon Tournament and whatnot. But,
okay.
Well, but yeah, I
wishful
mean, like,
thinking then.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, it's simple. It's fun. It scratches the itch. It is what it is. I still think it'd be awesome if someday we could get, like, a free roaming Pokemon Snap where you, like, like a little sandbox area and you can, like, wander around and, like, you know, creep up on Pokemon.
How about a free roaming actual mainline Pokemon RPG
Demers,
game?
We've been down that road. I know. You really want it. I did too, though.
I think everyone wants it.
Someday. But no, like, I'm happy this game exists. Obviously, like, it's a perfect little family game. I think it's fun to take photos and see which photos do better. You can save your personal favorites to your little album if you want to. It's fun to kind of compete with one another, but it's all, like, friendly and it's never, you know.
Yeah,
anything, like, super serious.
This game is chill and delightful. And if I really think that anybody who likes Pokemon is going to be delighted by this game.
Yeah, hopefully. And I know Steimer is also, like, not the hugest Pokemon Snap fan, but she said just playing it a little bit before bed is really relaxing.
Yeah.
And so that's an option, too.
I can see that.
Yeah.
There's no adrenaline or anything in this game. It's just chill.
Yeah, so I think we would both recommend it.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. We haven't finished it yet, but we're gonna. And this game is a unique experience that every Pokemon fan should have. That's what I think.
I agree. It's fun to look at those little Pokemon when they're not enslaved in the Pokeballs.
You know, with that said, do you think that non-Pokemon fans would like this?
God, I can't see why they would.
No, yeah, I feel like this
game
is...
Unless they have, like, a strong affinity for photography.
Yeah, this game is not a gameplay game, as I say. This is a game for throwing Pokemon fans a Pokemon bone.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That's
if you're, like,
is.
Not really into, well, you know, I don't know, because, like, I could see it being something fun, especially if, like, your partner is into Pokemon and they're like, oh, like, look, just look at these cute little, like, animals. Just take photos of them. But yeah, I just can't see, like, someone who's not into Pokemon at all being like, I'm really excited for Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe you're one of those people. If so, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, friends. Well, that'll do it for this episode of the Co-op Show, talking all about new Pokemon Snap. Next week, if I still haven't, I was going to say squirted this kid out, but that's kind of gross.
Well, now you've
but
just I said
it anyway. I think our next game will probably be Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, which got a surprise re-release on next-gen consoles, which is fucking rad.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. I've been trying to scratch a Diablo-like itch for a little while.
This PS2 era game should do that for you.
It'll scratch it at least to some,
I love
some
this
extent.
Game. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at contact at the co- contact@coopshow.com. Go to coopshow.com. Find me on Twitter @BlondNerd. Find Jason on Twitter @JasonDemers because he's actually tweeting some cool shit these days.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've stepped up your game. I'm proud of you.
Trying a little harder. That's all.
And don't forget, if you would not mind leaving us a review, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And our dog gets a belly rub for every new review. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Later.
Bye.